Kevin R. Novak with Deconstructing the Coliseum, the organization that promotes civil government school system abolition. The Christian establishment are those people who never question things like Social Security, Medicare, Medicaid, property taxes, whether there should even be a civil government school system. Leading the Christian establishment is the Iron Triangle: preachers, legal organizations, and pro-family organizations afraid to address the mere propriety of the civil government school system's existence. So those people perpetuate the very humanism they claim to be against. Those people perpetuate the biggest church in America, the civil government school system. Here I want to shed some light on some action in the Book of Kings. Why the Book of Kings? Over and over again, we have people who refuse to eliminate their high places, the place where they worship other gods. There is one stretch in 2 Kings, chapters 12, 14, and 15, where each time a man became king, he did what was right in the eyes of the Lord, but the high places weren't removed. What is a high place? It connotes sacrifice and allegiance. People go to the high place to make a sacrifice, showing allegiance to a god. The civil government school system is a metaphorical high place. There are sacrifices made, showing allegiance. Children are sent to civil government schools every day as a function of allegiance. The days, months, and years go by, and still remaining are the civil government schools. King after king after king, the high places remain. Americans have divided allegiance. On the one hand, they're crying for godliness, but on the other hand, they cling to godlessness, the civil government school system. They cling to their high place. I'm Kevin R. Novak, promoting anti-Christian establishmentarianism and civil government school system abolition through Deconstructing the Coliseum.